Perek Zohar, the 17th chapter, the 8th Mishnah Ches. We're talking about kelim that have handles. Can they be moved or not on Shabbos? Again, the laws of Muktzah. Kol kisui hakelim shigish lahem beis achiza. All utensil covers that have handles, nitalim b'Shabbos, a person may move them on Shabbos. A person may handle them on Shabbos if they have a handle. I'm a Rabbi Yossi. Bamed Varim Amurim. Rabbi Yossi says, what exactly is this referring to? V'kisur HaKarkos, regarding a cover of a hole in the ground. Ava v'kisur HaKelim, but regarding covers of utensils, benkach u benkach, nitalim b'Shabbos, either way, a person may take them and move them on Shabbos. The Gemara clarifies here that when it comes to Kelim, when it comes to various utensils, regardless if they have handles or not, covers of these utensils may be moved. There's no machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi in such a case. And similarly, there's no machlokes between them on covers of, let's say, a well that do not have a handle. They do not have a handle. Both Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi agree a person cannot move them and lift them. And if they do have a handle, they are permitted to be moved and lifted. What then is the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama? The machlokes is over the following situation. The machlokes is over a case where kisur kirkaos. We are talking about a case where the cover of a kli is actually attached and fixed to the ground itself. When a kli, when a large vessel has a handle on it, and this vessel is fixed to the ground, it's mechubar lakarka. Can a person lift up such a handle? According to Tanakama, according to the Chachamim, a person cannot. Why? Mechubar lakarka, harehu kekarka. Something which is affixed to the ground is considered the ground itself. And according to Rabbi Yossi, however, a person would be permitted to lift up such a to lift a cask buried in the ground, regardless of if it's a handle or not. Because according to Chachamim, if it has a handle, it would be permitted to lift. If it did not have a handle, it would be forbidden for a person to lift such a covering on Shabbos. The halacha follows the Chachamim. Now, without a handle, it would be prohibited to lift and move on Shabbos. Perek Yurches, Chapter 18, Mishnah Aleph, the first Mishnah. We discussed many times that a person may move food on Shabbos without a problem, without concern, as long as this food is edible by humans or by animals. The question is, what about if it'd be considered a tremendous amount of labor? What about if there would be a tremendous tircha involved in moving various things on Shabbos? Chachamim did not want a person to endure such physical activity on Shabbos. However, this provision was moved aside for specific mitzvos. That is the beginning of our Mishnah. Mefanim afilu arba v'chamesh kupos. A person on Shabbos would be permitted to clear away 4 or 5 baskets, shel tevin v'shel tvua, of straw or of other produce, mipnei ha'orchim, to make room for guests, mipnei vitol beis ha'midrash, or to avoid the curtailment of the beis medrash of Torah study, of a lo es ha'osar, but not in a storehouse. This Mishnah is teaching us an important lesson, an important halacha, and for the important mitzvah of welcoming guests, of providing for guests, provide for them food, or to ensure that students will be able to hear a drasha, a shir, a beis medrash, or perhaps for other various types of mitzvahs, you're not worried about tircha on Shabbos. You're not concerned that a person would be overly burdened, overly taxed with clearing away some produce in one's room. And therefore, a person for a mitzvah will be able to move away the straw and this produce to clear away room for a guest to sit, to eat a meal, and to rest, and to sleep, or in order to ensure that students have where to learn Torah. However, to do this in a storage house, that would be forbidden to clear away everything from a storage house in order to reach the actual floor, because we're worried this is Dilma Ase La Shvuye Gumos, because this is in fact comparable to, this resembles in Isser, something which is forbidden. What does this resemble? This resembles leveling off the depression in the ground, which actually is a derivative of plowing, that a person might come and remove and might clear off the various floor of a storage house. So that would be the only Isser. To remove, to clear away an entire storage house would be forbidden, but parts of it would be permitted in order for a Dvar Mitzvah, not just four or five, the Mishnah lists, but really, commentaries explain any amount of removal to clear away to set up for a mitzvah would be permitted on Shabbat. The rest of the Mishnah deals with moving items, moving also foods and produce, which are not 100% fit for consumption for everybody in all cases. The Mishnah tells us, Mefanim Truma Tahora Udmai Umayser Sheni Shenitla Srumaso Umayser Sheni V'Hekdesh Sheniftu Like Tormus Hayavesh Ibnishu Machal La Izim. Or another version says, it's Machal La Anim. Our Mishnah says, these are various types of foods which are not consumed by everybody in all cases. Yet, since there are certain segments of a population that would consume these food items, a person would be allowed to move them on Shabbos, even if they themselves would not be permitted to consume them on Shabbos. What are these items? The first item is Teruma Tahora. The first item is what is considered pure Teruma. This clean Teruma, which although a Yisroel, a regular Israelite, cannot eat, is only edible by a Kohen, that a person can move away. Why? Because someone can consume it. A Kohen can eat this food. It's edible to somebody, to some segment of the population, and therefore a person can move it away on Shabbos. Unclean Teruma, this Teruma has become Nisma'a, has become unclean. No one can eat it. A Kohen cannot eat it. It must be burned, and therefore unclean Teruma would not be permitted to move on Shabbos. Demai, the next type of food, Demai, we have to suffix. We are not sure if this food item, this produce, which has been purchased from an Amaretz, from an ignorant individual, we are suspected, we are concerned that he might not have taken Teruma properly, and therefore, out of suffix, out of doubt, a person wants to eat from an Amaretz must separate the Teruma. However, since it's a suffix whether Teruma has been taken or not, a poor person can consume Demai. And since, again, there's a segment of the population which this food is edible for them, a person would be permitted to move it on Shabbos. The next type of produce which may be moved is Meister Rishon Shenitla Srimaso. This is the following. Trumas Meiser had been taken from it, meaning a Levi came, and a Levi comes, and he's the one who actually takes his Meiser from the Shibolim, from the sheaves, before the actual Chiyuv to separate the Truma comes into effect, because the Chiyuv of Truma only applies once the produce has been taken, Ashish Merech Bakeri, came along this Levi, and he jumped the gun, and he removed already his portion from it. He took his meiser from the actual sheaves. And therefore, in such a case, a Levi is actually potter from setting aside Truma Gedola, and therefore, since it is permitted to eat it, it would be permitted to move it on Shabbos. The next item that is permitted to move is this meiser sheni v'hekdesh sheniftu. What is exactly is a Meiser Sheni and this temple property that has already been redeemed? So a person actually can redeem one's Meiser Sheni produce with money and then bring the money to Yerushalayim. And once it's been redeemed, it can be eaten anywhere. And similarly, something which has been consecrated to the Beis Hamidash, to the temple, can also be redeemed with money. And what happens is the object reacquires its non-consecrated status and becomes the status of chol. While the money, in fact, has a sense of kedusha to it, since the kedusha from the Ma'aser Sheni and the kedusha from the Hekdesh, shall we say, has been placed on these coins. What must a person do? Besides adding the value, besides ensuring that a person redeems the produce of these objects onto the coins, a person also must add a fifth to the money for its redemption. This Mishnah, then, is coming to tell us that if the owner redeemed the Ma'aser Sheni, or the this Hekdesh, and he did not add to it the fifth, this lack, the fact that the fifth is still missing from the actual redemption, does not disqualify this act, and the produce can, in fact, still be eaten, and therefore, since it can still be eaten, it can still be moved on Shabbos. And these last items, the Trimos Yavesh, can also be moved. These are dry type of legumes. Even though they're very bitter and they're very hard, they can also still be moved. That is because they are either, according to one version of the Mishnah, the Machal Le'izim, they are food for goats, or the other version actually says La'aniyim, poor people would eat such food. Regardless, both of these items can be moved, because they can either be consumed by an animal, or they are fit for human consumption. And therefore, all of these items that we listed can be moved on Shabbos, because of the segment of the population that can consume these foods. Mishnah comes to exclude Avalo es ha-tevel. A person would not be permitted to move tevel. Tevel is a produce where truma and Meiser 100% have not been taken, and therefore a Kohen would not be permitted even to eat it. And the, in fact, the Gemara goes on to explain that even Tevel Midrabanan, for example, something which grows in an unperforated pot, a kli, which does not have holes at the bottom, which is called a, something which is in Zerua Ba'atitz, She'eno Naku, even such produce, which is only mechuyav midrabanan, to be separated and tithed. Regardless, a person would not be allowed to even move it on Shabbos. Velo ma'aser rishon shelo nitla trumaso. And also produce where the truma had not been taken. What specifically is this case? We're talking here about a case where a person, after miruach carry, once they've spread out and they've flattened and they've evened out all the produce, which is the last stage, in which case now it's nischayev atua betruma. Now this tfuah, this produce, must be tithed. The Levi comes and he takes the Maaser Kodem Sheif Rishon Mishum Gedola. He takes his Maaser before, in fact, the Maaser was set aside for the Kohen. Therefore, since there's an obligation for a Levi to separate it and give it to the Kohen before he can eat from his own produce, as long as it was not Truma Gedola was not given, as long as the amount was not separated to the Kohen, his Levi is Chayav. His Levi is obligated to portion off some of the food to the Kohen, and therefore it is Tevel. He cannot benefit from this food that he went and he took from the farmer, and therefore, should his produce be lying around, it would be forbidden l'taltalo b'Shabbos, it would be forbidden to move it on Shabbos. What else can a person not move on Shabbos? The Mishnah tells us, Velo es ha-Ma'aser Sheni, Hekdesh Shlo Niftu, or this Ma'aser Sheni, this second tithing, or this Hekdesh, this consecrated property that was not redeemed at all, a person would not be able to move it on Shabbos, because since it was not redeemed properly by putting it onto a coin, or if this temple property was completely consecrated towards a special status, and it was never exchanged, it was never, shall we say, transferred. In such a case, since their kedusha can only be eaten in a certain manner, in a certain place, and therefore cannot be moved where they are located currently, or even if it was done in an improper manner. For example, they were poda, they redeemed the Maaser Sheni on what's called an asimon. It is an inappropriate coin to be poda to redeem the Maaser. Or if the Hekdesh was poda, was redeemed using land, which is also inappropriate. So either wasn't done at all, it was done in an inappropriate manner. Regardless, it cannot be moved on Shabbos, since it cannot be eaten, it cannot be used at all where they are located. The Mishnah continues, below es haluf, which is a type of onion, below es hachardal, or mustard. These items, since they cannot be eaten in their natural form, they require some type of preparing, which would be cooking, let's say, and since a person cannot do that on Shabbos, since at this point in time, it is not fit to be consumed either by a human being or an animal, therefore it cannot be moved on Shabbos. Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Mater Baluf. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel permits this type of onion to be moved. Why? Nishahu Machal Orvin. Since it is food for ravens. And since Rabbi Gamliel actually says, ravens are considered animals, birds, which are raised by the wealthy as a hobby. And since all the Jewish people, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, are b'nei malachim, or the children of kings, therefore they can move the mustard on Shabbos. Since, shall we say, everyone is fit to raise a raven, and everyone would be permitted to move these mustard on Shabbos. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, for sure be permitted to move these types of onions, since in fact these onions can be consumed, by doves, and therefore for Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, one could move both the arum and the chardal. The halacha actually follows the opinion of Tanna Kamma that a person cannot move, the chardal, a person cannot move the mustard, and the reason being, since most people do not raise ravens, it goes after the majority of individuals, and therefore a person cannot move either one of these items on Shabbos, and the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, but rather follows the Tanna Kamma.